Edna Sargent is 92 years old and has lived near the river her entire life.
It still hurts me terribly to go over to Brown Bridge and not see the pond where it used to be.
The Brown Bridge Dam was removed 6 years ago in 2012.
We didn't want to see the dams taken out because we liked it the way it was.
The dams meant a lot to Edna. It was practically family. Her great uncle, Lorraine K. Gibbs, was one of the pioneers of hydroelectricity in Michigan. He helped build the Boardman and the Sabin Dams along the river. When he and his cousins arrived from Wisconsin, they noticed the large amount of water flowing through the Boardman River.
Right away, recognized the power that you can produce from a stream.
Bob Gibbs is Edna's cousin.
And also the discovery by the families was that, hey, Michigan is full of power, a lot of stream. Boy, we could really make things with the power from streams.
L.K. Gibbs and his cousin started Boardman River Electric Light and Power Company. Their dams made power that helped Traverse City boom between the 1880s to 1900. That transformed the remote sawmill village into a regional manufacturing center. The dam supplied power to several commercial buildings, a few homes, and city streets. Eventually, a telegraph and telephone lines connected the area to the rest of the world.
If they had a dam and had water power, they could do anything.
Edna and Bob Gibbs lived next door to each other growing up. They went to church as often as they could and fished for trout on the Boardman River. They grew up in Mayfield near Kingsley, before vehicles even arrived. Edna and I are walking to the present-day Mayfield Pond Park. There's a pond right in the middle of the park, a small one. Around it is a trail that people can follow to see upland trees. Edna's taking me to a spot near a spillway, a place that she cherishes the most.
So you used to spend your childhood here?
Yeah. Our house that I was born in is right up the road there.
In the early 2000s, the license for the dams were set to expire. Traverse City Light and Power and the city of Traverse City had a choice: remove the dams or repair them. In 2005, they stopped power generation from the dams and terminated their contract with the dam owners, Grand Traverse County and Traverse City. The local governments were left with the task of pulling out the dams.
And I think Bob and I both squirm when we hear that, because we like it the way it was. And we like the fact that our ancestors built the dams, and the dams ought to stay because nobody else understands what it takes to make one.
Edna says the dam areas on the Boardman River provided recreation. They were secluded, so residents could come and observe nature. Removing the dams will help fish in the river, like brook trout, which like cold water. But Edna thinks trout fishing on the river isn't as good as it used to be.
Because the river is full of kayaks and canoes and people coming down the river in tubes and stuff. It has become this touristy thing of everybody and his brother coming down the Boardman in the daytime.
The Sabin Dam, which is the last hydroelectric dam, could be removed beginning this month. And the Gibbs don't plan on watching that. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Nina Rao.